So let's begin this body scan, this mindfulness practice, simply by noticing what's present in the body in this moment, and taking the time we need to bring support and comfort to the body. Choosing a place to practice that feels safe, comfortable, and supported. Taking whatever time you need to provide a sense of ease and comfort for the body. If you're lying down, perhaps making whatever adjustments to the way your body is lying to bring greater ease. Perhaps placing a pillow behind your head, or maybe underneath the knees, or getting a blanket if you're cold. Taking whatever time you need to care for and support yourself. Recognizing that this is a sort of preparation, really, for looking after your body over these coming moments. And as we begin, reminding yourself as well of the intention or aim of this practice, which is to explore and pay attention to whatever is happening in the body, moment to moment. Even though, if we're lying down, we're using a posture that we associate often with falling asleep, or resting, or even just relaxing. But the intention in this practice is to allow the mind to remain active and alert. To allow our attention to be fluid and available to us to investigate. To investigate our bodies and investigate the flow of experience as best we can. Remembering too that there's no right or wrong way to feel during this practice. So as best you can, letting go of expectations and judgments or efforts to make things a certain way. Reminding yourself that the aim of this practice is simply to notice whatever is. And when you feel ready, beginning by bringing your attention to those sensations that you feel lying here, without having to do anything to create them, but simply tuning in to perhaps the way the heels make contact with the floor or with the mat, the way the arms are lying at your side, feeling the rough edges of the carpet or the cushioning of the mat. The way that the buttocks, the shoulders, and even the head is pressed down against the carpet or the surface on which you're lying by the weight of the body. And seeing if you can sink even further. Perhaps just letting go into this posture of lying, settling, and dropping down into the mat or the floor or whatever surface on which you're lying. And as you lie here, noticing the movement of the breath in the body, the rising and falling of the belly with each in-breath and out-breath. And just allowing these movements to become incorporated into the field of awareness. Focusing your attention on breathing. Noticing the inhalation, a slight pause, and the exhalation. And again, the cycle of breathing renews. inhalation, slight pause, exhalation. However you find it for you. And so with your next in-breath, breathing in and feeling the in-breath, breathing out and feeling the out-breath, breathing in, and then with your next out-breath, just as you're breathing out, with your attention focused on the out-breath, moving the attention from the belly down into the body, into the left hip, the left leg, and keeping the attention moving further down the leg, into the left foot, and letting your attention rest there in the toes of the left foot. Allowing the toes of the left foot to now become the focus of your attention as you let the breath move into the background of awareness. And almost as if we have a spotlight, the spotlight of awareness, focusing on the sensations of this region of the body, the toes of the left foot. And in so doing, simply noticing whatever sensations are present for you in the toes of the left foot. Noticing the big toe and the toe next to it. Noticing the middle toe and the toe next to it. And the baby toe. Seeing if you can feel them touch each other or whether there are sensations of moisture or tingling. Temperature, cold, or heat. Anything that reveals itself to you as you pay attention to this region. Just noticing, becoming curious. And then on the next inhale, breathing into this region as though you could carry the breath all the way down the left leg into the foot and the toes. And as you breathe out, releasing this region from your mind's eye and moving your attention now more fully into the left foot itself. As if the spotlight had been turned off the toes of the left foot to now shine on the left foot itself, allowing you to really be with this part of your body, observing it curiously, with a spirit of investigation, just noticing what's there, sensation, or even the absence of sensation, whatever is present for you. The left heel, the left instep, the metatarsal bones of the left foot, the left ankle, the left arch, the skin and the contact of the skin with your socks or shoes or with the air of the room itself. And breathing into this region, with the next in-breath. And then again as you breathe out, releasing the left foot from awareness and moving your attention now into the left shin and the left calf muscle. Moving up slightly up the leg and feeling once again any sensations that might be present for you as you lie here. in the left calf and the left shin. Perhaps the way that the calf is squeezed against the floor or the mat or whatever surface on which you're lying. Perhaps noticing the hard surface of the shin bone. Just noticing whatever is present for you. And now, with your next in-breath, again breathing into this region as though you could carry the breath all the way down to the calf and the shin. And as you breathe out, releasing this region from awareness and moving your attention up the left leg into the left knee. Just lying here, receiving whatever sensations are present in the kneecap, exploring with your attention the region of the knee, cartilage, tendons, joint, fluid. And perhaps as you do so, noticing at times that there are moments when your attention isn't fully in the knee. Perhaps it has wandered into thinking, or awareness of emotions, or sensations elsewhere in the body. At these moments, practice simply acknowledging that this has occurred, that the attention has wandered, and then as best you can, bring your attention back to the knee, and continue with the investigation and observation of any sensations arising in this part of the body. And when you're ready, again breathing into the knee, and as you breathe out, releasing the knee from awareness, allowing it to fade into the background of awareness and moving your attention, that spotlight of attention, into the left hamstring, the left thigh, and the left thigh bone. Exploring what's going on in this part of the body and seeing if you can stay with whatever sensations are present, simply watching them from one moment to the next. There's no need to create or move or do anything in any way to generate sensations. It's simply becoming curious about the sensations that are already present, including in this, if you will, the possibility that there may be no sensations present, and noticing any reactions to this too. Perhaps seeing the ways in which you can become curious about the absence of sensations themselves. And when you're ready, now breathing into the left hamstring and thigh and left thigh bone, and releasing this area from awareness, moving attention up the body into the left hip, and then across the pelvis, across the body into the right hip, and traveling down the right leg, into the right thigh, down past the right knee, the right calf, all the way into the right foot, allowing your attention to rest in the toes of the right foot. Bringing your awareness to this region, noticing sensations here. The big toe, the toe next to it, the middle toe, the toe next to it, and then the baby toe. Noticing whatever is present. And when you're ready, breathing into this region, and as you breathe out, with your next exhale, allowing the spotlight of awareness to now move into the right foot itself. noticing what sensations are present in the region of the right foot, the right heel, the right arch, the right instep, the skin of the right foot, the ankle. And when you're ready, then breathing into this region. And as you breathe out, on the next inhale, releasing the right foot from the mind's eye. And moving your attention up the right shin and the right calf. Noticing whatever you find. Sensations, lack of sensations. Whatever is present. And breathing into the right shin and the right calf. And as you breathe out from this region, continuing to move the spotlight of awareness now into the right knee itself. Simply feeling, noticing what is there to be felt. The right kneecap, the right knee joint. Cartilage, tendons, ligaments. This joint that's responsible for so much of our flexibility and movement. Noticing any sensations from the joint that is used so extensively throughout the day, often out of our awareness. Taking the time to become curious what sensations are present in the region of the knee. And then as you breathe into this region, allowing the time to fully breathe in. And when you're ready, breathing out, releasing the region of the right knee from your awareness. And moving the attention now into the right thigh bone, and the right hamstring muscles. Seeing if you can become curious about what's going on in this part of the body. And when you're ready, then breathing into the right thigh. And as you breathe out, moving the attention further up the body into the right hip, and from the right hip across the pelvis and the pelvic girdle. Into the left hip, so that the awareness is now extended across the pelvis and the two hip bones, the pubic bone, the buttocks, the genitals. And then breathing into this region when you're ready. And with the next exhale, releasing this region from awareness and moving your attention up into the lower torso. The lower abdomen, the belly, letting the attention rest here. Feeling the sensations in this place where the sensations of breathing can be felt more vividly, with the rising of the belly on the in-breath and the falling of the belly on the out-breath. Perhaps even feeling some tightness or tension against the clothing, simply lying here. As you feel the belly rising and falling with each breath. When you're ready, then breathing into the lower abdomen and belly. And as you breathe out, releasing this region from awareness and moving the attention now around in a 180-degree rotation to the back and the lower back region. To the tailbone. Noticing the lower back, what this region feels like as it's pressed down against the floor or the surface on which you're lying. Noticing any sensation in the region of the lower back right now. And then breathing into the lower back. And as you breathe out, fully releasing this region from your awareness and moving the attention again, this time around in a 180-degree rotation to the front of the body and moving it up higher into the chest, the diaphragm, the lungs, the internal organs of the chest cavity. Becoming curious about any sensations that are present. Sensations of uplift as you breathe in, and then the retraction of the chest back into the body as you breathe out. Perhaps feeling deeply within the region of the chest, noticing even the beating of the heart. Whatever the experience, sensation, lack of sensation, seeing if you can stay with what you're feeling in this region of the body. And when you're ready, then breathing into the chest, filling it fully with the inhale. And as you breathe out, releasing it fully, letting the focus on the chest release as best you can, and moving the attention around the body to the upper back, to the shoulder blades, to the shoulders, to the large muscles of the back. Watching this region, noticing any sensations that are present for you. And breathing into the upper back, then on the next exhale, allowing this region to move out of awareness and moving your attention now simultaneously into the left arm and right arm. Moving the awareness down the arms, past the biceps, elbows, forearms, and just allowing the attention to rest in the hands, the left hand and the right hand. Noticing whatever is present, sensations in the region of the hands, or perhaps a lack of sensation. Whatever it is, the invitation remains the same, to really notice whatever is present. Tuning into any sensations that may be arising in the regions of the thumb, the index fingers, the middle fingers, the fingers next to that, and the pinky on the right and the left hand. Perhaps the fingers are not distinct, and you feel it as a whole, simply a hand. That's okay too. As best you can, just observing whatever you find as you bring attention to the regions of the right and left hands. And now breathing into the hands with the next inhale, so you could carry the breath all the way down the arms into the tips of the fingers. And then with the next exhale, releasing fully the focus on this region of the body, allowing the hands to move out of awareness and the attention to move into the left forearm and the right forearm, the left elbow and the right elbow, and the left and right upper arms, triceps, biceps, the shoulder joints and collarbone. Noticing whatever you find in these regions of the body. And when you're ready then, breathing into both arms. And with the next out-breath, releasing the arms from the mind's eye. And moving your attention up the body to the neck. Allowing your attention to rest at the neck, watching whatever sensations are present here. Moving your mind right into the skin of the neck, the throat, the spinal cord. Perhaps feeling the neck against your shirt or collar, mat, cushion, or pillow. And breathing into the neck. On your next exhale, allowing the neck to fade from awareness as you move your attention now into the head. Focusing on the lower part of the face, the chin, the cheeks, the mouth, the upper lip, the nose, the nostrils. Just noticing any sensations that make themselves known in these areas. Tightness, pulling, pulsing, settling, or letting go. Simply acknowledging whatever you find. Then when you're ready, moving your attention into the back of the head. Noticing contact as you lie here, with the head pressing down against the pillow or the mat, whatever surface on which you're lying. And noticing the sensations in this part of the body, around the ears, the hair, the scalp. And breathing into the back of the head. As you breathe out, releasing the back of the head from awareness. And moving your attention now to the front of the face. The muscles around the eyes, the eyebrows, the forehead, the temples. Places where we often hold tension. Simply checking in. And seeing what's going on in this part of the body. And then when you're ready, moving the attention up to the top of the head itself, the crown of the head, and allowing yourself to rest in awareness for a breath or two, feeling the top of the head, the very top of the body. And with the next out-breath, carrying your attention down the entire body, starting at the crown of the head, down into the face, the neck, the shoulders, both arms, into the torso, the chest, the back, the abdomen, belly. And continuing to move attention down to both the left and right hips, the pelvic region, and down into the left and the right legs, down through the thighs, past the knees, into the right and left feet. From the top of the head, the tips of the toes, as best you can, simply lying here and breathing with the body as a whole, holding everything in an expansive awareness that includes sensations in the body along with the breath. And as we come to the end of this practice together, you might check in with yourself and simply see how your body feels as you allow your eyes to gently open. Perhaps asking yourself Is there a particular type of movement or stretch, massage, or way in which moving the body now can help you to feel more in tune and able to care for yourself? And so just slowly going ahead and bringing movement in whichever way makes most sense to you. And allowing the bells to signal the end of this time of practice together.